exactly how to thank God for what he has done for me. I'm sure I don't even understand all of it. But I do know that though I am not perfect, God has made a change for the better in my life. Right now, I can look back at some of the things I was involved in my life. I can see how destructive they were, and that they were slowly destroying me. Like God has opened up a new dimension in my mind, a spiritual reality to help me see things as they really are. Sometimes things are not so pleasant, but God is always there to encourage and tell me there is hope. God is constantly there to comfort me in my fears. And when God reveals the good things, I can thank him in my heart. I will yet praise him. He has given us a heavenly hope, not for the things of this world, which are fading and worth so little, but for the things of the world to come, the perfect eternal prize. Are your eyes open? Do you have ears to hear? Deceptions, misinterpretation, corruptions of truth, light for dark and dark for light, error in its brightness is blinding. And it's hardly surprising that the mistakes made in the past are reappearing in a new guise, as he who masquerades smiles and exclaims, "Oh, what a bright light!" Freedom or entrapment, liberty or chains, God's law or man's traditions, are you repairing the breaches or joining the sedition? Which is best, to obey the master or his servant? Is yours a beautiful world, or are your fields never burdened? Are you a rule to slaves, or a slave to these burdensome rules? Do you admire ants, conies, locusts and lizards, or rather horses and mules? Is life really free, or are you paying the price? Are you fine where you are, or would a cooler cell be nice? Are you of the many invited, or of the few that are chosen? Are you with this world united, or has your conscience been awoken? Are you being inwardly renewed, or just looking fine on the outside? Are you living by faith, or just puffed up with pride? Are you on the narrow or broad path, headed for the small or wide gate? Are all God's ways upright, or is that still a matter for debate? A firm position or ambivalence, the eternal or the fading? Christ's words forever true and the whole truth, or do we have the liberty to add and subtract from them when it suits us? Life is about choices, and I ask you, my friend,